This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Welcome to AI Unraveled, your daily briefing on the real-world business impact of AI. Artificial intelligence isn't just changing the way we work, it's changing who gets to work in the first place. If you've applied for a job lately, your resume likely didn't reach a human eye. Studies show over 90% of employers now rely on automated tools, from applicant tracking systems to AI platforms like HireVue, to filter, score, and rank candidates. This massive shift means the single biggest challenge for career growth today isn't beating the competition. It's optimizing for the algorithm. In this episode, we break down the research that reveals exactly how AI evaluates candidates. We'll show you the new rules of engagement, why building the right skills and not just tailoring your resume is the only way to get picked. This isn't about robots taking jobs. It's about algorithms redefining which jobs will evolve and who is qualified to fill them. But first, a crucial message for the leaders building this new workforce. If your platform solves the hardest challenge in tech, getting secure, compliant AI into production at scale, then you need to talk to the right people. AI Unraveled is the single destination for CTOs, VPs of engineering, and MLOps heads. Secure your direct line to them. Secure your mid-role spot here. Link in show notes. Please remember to like and subscribe to AI Unraveled on Apple Podcasts. And let's unravel how to get hired by AI.
Okay, so if you're job searching right now, especially, say, for a Fortune 500 company, get this, your first interview, it's probably not with a person.
No, not anymore. It's with an algorithm. A pretty sophisticated one, actually.
A silent gatekeeper, right? Yeah. Making decisions before a human even glances at your resume.
Exactly. And that shift, it's profound. The sources we're looking at today suggest something like 99% of Fortune 500s are using these automated tools.
99%.
Wow. Yeah, and over 90% of employers overall. It's not just about screening anymore. It's really a total revolution in how the job market works.
So this deep dive, we're basically trying to map out that revolution. We're looking at how AI, you know, from applicant tracking systems, the ATS,
right,
to those video interviews like HireVue, and even how recruiters find people on LinkedIn, how it's all changing, who actually gets hired.
And our goal here is really to equip you, the listener, with the strategies you need for this new market. Success now, it really hinges on a kind of dual strategy.
Okay, what's that?
Well, first, understanding the sort of hidden mechanics of these systems. Mm-hmm. And second, mastering the new skills these systems are actually programmed to look for.
Makes sense. We're starting with some foundational research from Drexel University, right? It talks about a new code of employability.
That's right. And it immediately flags a huge issue, this critical disconnect between how fast companies are adopting AI
and how ready the workforce actually is to use it.
Precisely. Okay, let's unpack that.
Let's do it.
The Drexel research calls it the great mismatch. Their survey, the Data Integrity and AI Readiness Survey, it found over half, 50% of companies surveyed use AI for their daily decision making.
Daily decisions. That sounds like AI is really embedded in the core operations.
It is, deeply integrated. But here's the kicker.
Uh-huh.
Only 38% of those same companies believe their own employees are fully prepared to work effectively with these AI tools.
Wow. Okay. So 50% usage, but only 38% feel their people are ready. That's a big gap. What does that actually mean for the individual worker? Is AI going to cause mass layoffs?
Well, the sources suggest it's less about AI replacing people directly and more about AI revealing who's equipped to work alongside it.
Ah.
Layoffs seem more likely when the tech evolves faster than people can adapt. If you can't, you know, get fluent with these new digital workflows, you could become a liability.
So your career longevity is now tied to how comfortable you are with these smart tools.
Directly correlated, yes. Which means the algorithms must be filtering for a new kind of skill set, right? Beyond the traditional qualifications.
So what defines this new preferred worker then? What are they looking for?
The Drexel analysis points to three core pillars, three skill clusters for this AI era.
Okay, lay them out for us.
First up, AI and digital literacy. And this isn't just basic computer skills.
Right, not just knowing how to use Word.
Exactly. It's the precisely. The second pillar is data and analytical thinking. AI throws off just a massive amount of data.
Unprecedented amounts.
Right, and it's useless without human interpretation. So the skill is being able to ask the right questions of that data and then translate the often complex answers into actual business strategy.
Okay, makes sense. And the third one sounds like the real core of the partnership.
It really is. Human AI fluency. The research defines it as the ability to, quote, work with smart systems, question their results, and keep learning as things change.
So don't just blindly trust the output.
Never. Treat AI like a powerful but definitely imperfect collaborator. Apply that human skepticism, understand the context the machine just can't grasp.
Professor Anandarajan had that great metaphor, didn't he? Digital bilingualism.
Yes. That cognitive flexibility, being able to navigate, translate between human judgment and machine logic, it's key.
And high trust within a company helps foster that fluency, right? The sources mentioned that.
Yeah, those companies were almost twice as likely to see performance gains. Trust enables that fluency.
Okay, so if human AI fluency is the big advantage, are recruiters actually looking for it now? Or is there, like, a disconnect in the market itself?
That's a fantastic question, and it leads straight into what the research calls the employer's paradox.
The paradox. Okay, what is it?
Companies are leaning heavily on AI for their internal decisions, right? Critical stuff. But get this. The College Hiring Outlook survey found only 27% of their recruiters are comfortable with applicants using AI.
Wait, really? Only 27%? Even for things like helping write a resume or researching salaries?
Yep. It's a massive contradiction. They want to use AI to find the best people, but they look sideways if you, the job seeker, use the same tools.
So they're, as the research put it, still hiring for yesterday's resumes while tomorrow's work demands fluency in AI.
That sums it up perfectly.
Okay, so as a job seeker, you have to somehow prove you have this AI fluency for the job while making your resume look like it was typed up on a typewriter. That's tricky.
It is, which means we need to go inside that black box.
No.
Understand the algorithms themselves. Let's start with gatekeeper number one, the ATS.
The applicant tracking system. How has that evolved? I remember horror stories.
Oh, the old ones were brutal. Just rigid keyword dictatorships. If the job description said interpersonal communication and your resume had communication with customers.
You were out. Instantly.
No nuance.
Zero nuance. Mm. But modern AI-powered ATS, they use natural language processing, NLP.
Okay, NLP. So it understands language better. Context. Synonyms.
Exactly. Now, it can figure out that project management relates to leadership skills. It can make inferences. That's a huge leap.
So what are the main things these smarter ATS systems do now?
Well, first, intelligent resume parsing. It takes your nicely formatted resume and basically standardizes it in their database. Then, automated candidate ranking.
Assigning a match score.
Right, based on how your whole profile lines up with the job criteria. And the really advanced ones use predictive analytics. They look at past successful hires to predict how likely you are to succeed long term. Okay, and they still use those basic knockout questions, right? Like, do you have X certification?
Oh yeah, those baseline filters are still very much in play. Pass those, pass the ATS scan, and then you might move to the next gatekeeper.
Which is often the asynchronous video interview. HireVue is the big name here.
Right, and this is where candidates get really anxious. They think the AI is judging their smile or how nervous they look.
Yeah, what's it actually analyzing?
HireVue works by first creating an ideal profile. They look at top performers in that specific role within the company. Then you record your answers to standardized questions, usually situational judgment or past behavior. Think STAR method.
Situation, task, action, result. Okay. But is the algorithm looking for magic keywords? Or analyzing my facial expressions?
The sources are pretty clear on this. No. It uses NLP to score the content and the language of your response. It's looking for evidence of specific competencies, problem solving, communication structure, things like that.
And it's static and deterministic, you said.
Meaning it's fixed. It doesn't learn or change on the fly during the interview process. Every single candidate is assessed against the exact same repeatable standard. It's not reading your mood.
Okay, that's somewhat reassuring. So ATS, then video interview. What's the third layer? You mentioned proactive sourcing.
Ah, yes. Tools like LinkedIn Recruiter. This marks a really big shift from just reacting to applications to actively hunting for talent.
How does that work?
It's pretty powerful. Recruiters can literally paste an entire job description into the search bar. The AI doesn't just look for keywords, it interprets the intent and the context.
But the really impressive part is inferring skills.
That's the game changer. It can infer skills that are hard to define, like experience solving ambiguous problems. It does this by analyzing your career path, your profile content, even if you never explicitly wrote that phrase anywhere.
So basically, everything you do professionally online, every application, every update, maybe even comments, your data exhausts. It's all being analyzed.
Continuously. Which means, for you, the listener, career management isn't just updating your resume anymore. It's continuous strategic data curation. If your digital presence is passive or incomplete, you're invisible to these algorithmic headhunters.
Okay, let's zoom out a bit. Look at the bigger picture, the shockwaves this is sending through companies. It's a balancing act for them, isn't it? Promise versus peril.
Absolutely. The promise is huge efficiency gains. Nestle, for example, reportedly saved 8,000 hours a month just by having AI handle basic candidate queries and scheduling.
8,000 hours.
And they hope for higher quality hires through predictive analytics, finding people who the data suggests will actually stick around and perform well.
But the peril side is significant, too. Algorithmic bias is a major concern.
It's huge. If the AI is trained on biased historical data reflecting past human biases, it just learns and perpetuates those patterns, often at scale.
Like the infamous Amazon recruiting tool that learned to penalize resumes with women's college names or the word women's.
Exactly. And it's not just a historical problem. A 2024 University of Washington study found that large language models, when ranking identical resumes, preferred white-sounding names over black-sounding names 85% of the time.
85%. That's staggering. It shows how AI can sort of launder bias, making it look objective because it's technology.
It systematizes it. And frighteningly, the study found it never once preferred a black male-associated name over a white male-associated name.
So given that stark reality, what can an applicant even do? Besides maybe using initials, is there a way to de-bias your profile for the machine?
It's tough. The best defense is probably twofold. First, really focus your profile on quantifiable results and hard skills, the stuff the AI is explicitly looking for, which might be less prone to biased interpretation than softer skills sometimes are.
Okay.
And second, which we'll touch on more, is leverage the human bypass. Get a referral to try and skip that initial automated screen altogether.
Right. Okay, let's quickly touch on career longevity, too. Because AI isn't just about getting hired, is it? It's impacting entire corporate structures. Amazon's approach sounds dramatic.
Very. They seem to be aiming for a leaner model. The phrase used was, humans supervise machines that supervise other humans, essentially automating away chunks of middle management.
So the traditional career ladder is dissolving.
In some areas, yes. They're cutting roles that AI can increasingly handle.
But IBM's strategy is different, more about augmentation.
Right. IBM talks about augmentation over replacement. They automated a lot, like handling 94% of HR queries via their AskHR system. But they also increased hiring in roles needing creativity, strategic thinking, relationship building. Elevating the human role, in theory.
But AI still plays a role after you're hired, defining your path.
Absolutely. IBM Watson supposedly uses analytics to predict future performance. They claim 96% accuracy, and that feeds into promotions, bonuses.
And at Amazon, didn't you say employees in the smart home division have to show how they used AI?
Explicitly required for promotion, yes. They need to detail how they integrated AI into their daily work. It's becoming a mandatory gate, not just a nice-to-have skill.
Okay, this is a lot to take in, so let's bring it back to the candidate. What's the playbook? How do you navigate this? You mentioned dual optimization.
Yes. You have to satisfy the machine and the human who will eventually read your resume, hopefully.
So, for the resume itself, how do you optimize for the ATS?
It's about keywords and context. Don't just list keywords. Weave them naturally into bullet points that show achievements and quantify results.
Give me an example.
Instead of just listing project management, you'd write something like, led a cross-functional team of five to deliver the Q3 product launch on time and 10% under budget, demonstrating strong project management and leadership skills. See, context and results.
Got it. And formatting. I know I've messed this up before. What are the absolute must-dos and don'ts for getting past the ATS?
Okay, critical rules. Avoid those fancy pre-made templates, especially ones using tables or text boxes. They often scramble the data when the ATS parses them. No tables.
Okay.
Don't put vital info like your contact details in the header or footer. The ATS might just ignore it.
Really? Okay, keep it in the main body.
Use standard, boring fonts. Arial, Calibri, Verdana, nothing fancy. Use clear, standard section headings like work experience in all caps.
Uh-huh.
Easy for the machine to recognize.
And the file format.
Always save and submit as a Microsoft Word docs file, unless specifically told otherwise. It's the most universally compatible format for ATS. PDF can sometimes cause issues.
And there are tools now to check your work, right? Like reverse engineering it.
Definitely. Use online tools like JobScan. You upload your resume, upload the job description, and it gives you a match score. You should aim for 80% or higher. It shows you exactly where the gaps are.
That's super practical. Okay, moving to the AI video interview. How do you master that?
Preparation is key. Focusing on competencies. Figure out the core skills they're likely assessing. Teamwork, problem solving, communication. Then prepare specific stories using the STAR method.
Situation, task, action, result. Because the NLP is looking for that structure. Exactly. It can analyze and score a structured, evidence-based story much more effectively than a rambling, unstructured answer. Give the machine the data points it needs.
And technically, setting up for the video call.
Simple things matter. Face the light source window or lamp. Have a clean, simple background. Position the camera at eye level.
Mimics eye contact.
Right. And a pro tip. Put the little video window of yourself near the top center of your screen, close to the camera lens. It helps you naturally look towards the lens, enhancing perceived engagement.
Good tip. Okay, so that's the defensive play, tailoring the application. What about the offensive strategy? Building the skills that make recruiters find you.
That loops right back to those Drexel pillars. You need to proactively build digital literacy. Use generative AI tools like ChatGPT regularly. Use them for research, drafting emails, summarizing reports. Build a portfolio, even if informal, of how you use it productively.
Get hands-on experience.
And cultivate human AI fluency through what the research calls critical practice. Use the AI, yes, but always question its output. Fact-check it. Compare its suggestions to your own intuition. This demonstrates the exact collaborative critical thinking skills employers desperately need.
And finally, let's not forget the ultimate workaround, the human bypass.
Still the most powerful tool in the box. Despite all this tech, strategic networking is essential.
How effective is a referral, really?
Incredibly. An employee referral is often the single best way to get your resume directly into a human hiring manager's hands, completely bypassing that initial ATS filter. One study suggested 1 in 10 referrals leads to a hire. Compare that to thousands of online applications.
So networking isn't just networking anymore. It's a technological advantage.
You can absolutely frame it that way.
Wow. Okay, so to wrap up this deep dive, AI is undeniably the new gatekeeper in hiring. Digital bilingualism, that human AI fluency is the currency you need. And the playbook involves this dual optimization, crafting your application for the machine, but building skills for the human role.
Exactly. And the key takeaway really is that the future isn't about humans versus AI. It's about collaboration. The real value, the real competitive edge lies at that intersection point where machine efficiency meets human wisdom and judgment.
So here's the provocative thought for you, our listener. We heard that 86% of employers offer some internal training, but only 36% are prioritizing AI skills for entry-level hires right now. What does that tell us?
It tells us the main responsibility for acquiring this essential human AI fluency, this digital bilingualism, it falls on you, the professional. You need to get fluent before you even apply.
So the question to ponder is, what practical steps can you take, maybe even starting this week, to actively shift from just being a user of technology to becoming a truly fluent digital bilingual? That's the challenge and opportunity ahead.
That wraps up our deep dive into AI and the future of the hiring process. The main takeaway is simple but revolutionary. The human resources function has become an MLOps problem. The algorithms are now the gatekeepers, and the massive restructuring at companies like Accenture and Amazon proves that AI is redefining not only who gets hired, but who gets to keep the job as work processes are compressed and optimized. To thrive, you must focus on building algorithm-proof skills and mastering the new language of optimization. For our listeners running enterprise organizations, The transition to AI-centric HR and workforce management requires governed infrastructure to handle sensitive personal data, ensure model fairness, and maintain strict compliance. If you're building solutions for that need, then you need to reach our audience directly. Stop marketing to the general public. Talk to enterprise AI builders. We've reserved a limited number of mid-roll ad spots, specifically for companies focused on high-stakes, governed AI infrastructure. This is your chance to reach the CTOs and VPs of engineering who are actively buying the systems to manage this massive workforce shift. Find the link to secure your mid-roll spot in the show notes. And finally, if this analysis helps you understand the future of work, please take a moment right now to like and subscribe to AI Unraveled on Apple Podcasts. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow to unravel the next big story in AI.